When Gregory Peck died yesterday at the age of 87, he left behind a series of performances that helped define what it means to be an honorable man. NPR's Renee Montaigne has this remembrance.
Gregory Peck was tall and good-looking, square-jawed, yet sensitive. He could have made a career out of the romantic roles that suited him so well, including the classic Spellbound with Ingrid Bergman and Roman Holiday with Audrey Hepburn. But many of the roles he chose to play were men who lived by their ideals. By far his most memorable, and the role that won him an Oscar in 1963, is that of a small-town lawyer in the segregated South daring to defend a black man accused of rape.
The defendant is not guilty, but somebody in this courtroom is. Now, gentlemen, in this country, our courts are the great levelers. In our courts, all men are created equal.
Gregory Peck as Atticus Finch in To Kill a Mockingbird. Damian Bona is a film historian.
Atticus Finch is probably the quintessence of Gregory Peck in that he played a man of great integrity, a man of moral conscience, specifically a liberal moral conscience. And he himself said that there was no other role that fit him so much like a glove as this one.
Why did he capture so well that role of Atticus Finch in To Kill a Mockingbird?
Well, I think Atticus Finch represented who we wanted to be, at least in 1962 when the film was released, you know, when the civil rights movement was really starting to catch steam. Back then, he seemed to represent what could be good about America. And he was also enough of an everyman. He was handsome without being a pretty boy, and he was very talented without calling attention to acting technique, so we could all identify with him, I think.
What about the film Gentleman's Agreement in 1947? That movie actually confronted something that wasn't often confronted in its day, which was anti-Semitism.
Right, and I think that may be the film that really made Gregory Peck's screen persona synonymous with integrity. It was a film in which he played a Gentile journalist who posed as a Jew in order to expose anti-Semitism. It won the Academy Award for Best Picture that year. And supposedly he was advised by some people that he shouldn't make the film because it might turn off some of his fans. But I assume Gregory Peck would just assume not have fans who would have been offended by him attacking anti-Semitism.
So what happened when he tried to play a bad guy?
Well, he played some, I guess what could be called some good bad guys. For instance, in the 1946 epic Western Duel in the Sun, he played like a lustful outlaw named Lute McCandless, who has this torrid affair with Jennifer Jones, who plays an oversexed half-breed. I mean, the film is really over the top and a lot of fun. It was called Lust in the Dust by Jokers. But, you know, he could pull off that kind of role where his romantic side sort of tempered the evil side.
Did you ever meet Gregory Peck yourself?
No, I haven't, but it's an interesting question because I think most of us feel like we knew him. You know, I don't think any of us felt like we'd ever know Marlon Brando, for instance. But Gregory Peck was just such a quintessential middle American guy that I think you did feel like you knew him.
Film historian Damian Bona on the movies of Gregory Peck, who died in his sleep yesterday. Last week, the American Film Institute named Gregory Peck's Atticus Finch in To Kill a Mockingbird the greatest movie hero of all time. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Los Angeles.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, produced by Barry Gordimer and Jim Wallace and directed by Van Williamson, Melissa Gray, and Christine Arrowsmith. The technical director is Brian Jarbo, with audio engineers Guy Knapper, Stacey Abbott, Kevin Langley, Sherry Marshevsky, Dennis Nielsen, Renee Pringle, Gary Henderson, Kimberly Jones, Mark Greenhouse, Preston Brown, Tom Carpenter, and Arthur Halliday-Laurent. The executive producer is Ellen MacDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Bob Edwards.